Good afternoon. How you guys doing? This is Failure to Launch. I know it's been a little while. And that's part of what I want to talk about today. In case this is your first time listening, I am Joe Ramirez. I'm the one that's been hosting this podcast. And okay, first things first. Sorry. I'm collecting my thoughts right now. I probably should have done that beforehand. My friend's podcast is not up. Today is the 28th. They've been working on it. They actually sent me a text yesterday. Maybe it was 2 days ago. Sorry, I'm scrolling through here. Let's see here. Okay. It says, "Hey friends, can you guys pray for my computer? I just spilt water on it and it freaked out. No kidding, was uploading my podcast to iTunes tonight." That was Tuesday. So it was like, oh man, I felt really bad for them because here's another hurdle. But they had AppleCare. Looks like everything's going to be okay. I got an update from them today. Their laptop's on the way back. So presumably they can just get it uploaded. But it's been a battle. Kind of what we shared a little bit earlier is that you got to overcome adversity, yada, 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 right? I also, you know, so that's what's going on with that. That's, in case you hadn't listened to the earlier episodes, that's why I started this, was to kind of spur her along and getting her podcast launched, because she was kind of dragging her feet a little bit. The funny thing is I had stopped making episodes mainly because, well, I'll give you two reasons. The first one, I hadn't planned on doing this long term. I was really planning on her getting her podcast up and then I'd be done. And then we could, you know, laugh about it and call it a day and I could move on. The second thing is, for me personally, I struggle with following through long term on things. We joke around with some of the folks I work with. We did like a, I don't think I'd call it a personality test. It was like a strength test. And I'd have to get into that separately, but it basically described me as a person that can gather abstract ideas, strategize, implement, and get things rolling. Like that's who I am. I'm a doer. I get stuff handled. You could say, hey, we're looking at doing this. I can cover all the bases, get it up and running, rock and roll, sweet, no problem. Generally at a pretty high level. But as my interest wanes, then it'll just fall to the wayside. And that's pretty common for me. It shouldn't be, but it is. We're just being honest here. So that's what happened to this podcast. We were going. I got it up online, got it on different platforms. In my head, I'm like, oh, I can make a website and do all this stuff. And maybe I'll start picking up some of my old ideas again, pursue them. I had a spreadsheet with episode ideas and what we were going to talk about and, you know, trying to get things organized. And it just became like, meh, kind of over it. And that's what happens. That's one of my biggest character flaws, I suppose. So what I wanted to share with you guys, this might be a little weird. I was going through my domains. I used to own a bunch of domains for different website and business ideas. And I just wanted to run through this. I think I've even taken some out of this. This is an older list, but I had one called AdventureSlackers.com. Adventure Slackers is a inside joke with some my family and some family friends. And we were like, oh, this will be our content channel. We're going to do a YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel for it. I think there's, I don't know, 10, 15 videos. I was going to daily vlog. These are probably, let me see if I can find them real quick. These are probably 5 or 6 years ago. 22 videos. So we went for 22 days straight. Newest one, yeah, these are 4 years ago. So again, had I continued doing this, I'd have, let's see, if I was doing daily vlogs, 365 times 4 years, 1,200 videos. That's a pretty big body of work, but we made it 22 days. I had another one, CasaDeRamirez.com. Just as a, hey kids, let's do something creative. This would be a central hub for all the stuff you guys want to do. That never did anything. I have FakingItForReal.com. That was a blog that I was going to be doing. Kind of a creative blog. And again, just didn't really get started with that. FatSheepDesign.com. That was a marketing business that I tried to get off the ground. I did land a couple clients. It was during a transitional period. And actually this morning I was getting ready for work and looking at one of my shelves. And I've got this big stack of thank you notes that was part of my onboarding and just process for business. And it, yeah, it's gone. We got stickers made and, you know, just isn't there. Tax ID, fictitious business license, bank accounts, hold it out. You know, I try to do it legit. I have another domain. This was one of our show sponsors, Random Enterprises. That was going to be my parent company, my LLC, to house all of these ideas that I had. Next one on here, extrawavy.com. That was the name of a concert that I sponsored, a Christian rap concert. Was really looking forward to getting into that space. Made a lot of good friends in that space, artists and stuff like that. Still enjoy those friendships, but you know, just the one show and never revisited. I've got Fatherhood Remixed, which was going to be a father blog that I actually did write several articles for. You can probably still even find those there. They should be on WordPress. I made one video for that. I was talking about doing a YouTube channel. Didn't get it going. That domain I happen to still own. And then I have workshopjoe.com. That's my social media handle, Workshop Joe. That was more recent, and that was kind of going to be a central place for me to throw up these new ideas and have a place for them to live. Nothing doing so far. Removed from this list, I don't know if I can find them anymore. We had one for Rachel trying to get some woodworking stuff done. I had another one for a friend selling Bible covers. We started a website for tracking murals made in honor of Kobe Bryant. It's called Mamba Murals. Just a lot of stuff. I have a Pigeon YouTube channel with 993 subscribers. I have not made a new video in 2 years. When I was doing it faithfully, I think I was averaging like, I don't know, like 20,000 views a month, something like that. Some of my larger videos for that, which are small in the world of YouTube, but I have videos with like 40,000 views, 20,000 views of my pigeons. And today I sent a text out to my pigeon club saying, hey, I really don't have time for these guys. Does anybody want them? I'm probably going to move on from them. Yeah, there's a long list. Slow Joe's Barbecue. I was doing barbecuing. Couple years back on the weekends doing some pre-orders that I still love, so I actually am going to start doing that again. But again, in trying to clear room and stick with something, I got to really narrow this stuff down. But these are just all the things out there that I've done. Different ideas, get stuff going. As far as podcasts go, I have a podcast that I started with a friend called After 10. That was the first time I ever did a podcast. The mic I'm recording on right now was purchased for that podcast. I think we did 2 seasons, maybe a total of about 20 episodes. They were typically about an hour long. We started having some guests, and again, it just kind of fell to the wayside. Two of us got busy, whatever. I started a podcast last year with my... Well, I started recording last year with my sister. That one's called Across the Hall. We stopped. Life got crazy. We've talked about starting again. But so far, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen. All that to say, I'm just... These are all the things that I've thought of or tried or gotten started or whatever. But gosh darn it, if I don't follow through on anything. So that's part of what today's episode is about. I want to, I guess, just ask if I'm going to do this, if we're going to do failure to launch, if we're going to keep this going, I would rather that it be something that I put some real effort into, that I put my heart into. And I think to do that effectively, I would probably have to do it once a week. I think any more than that, and I'm gonna start, you know, losing production value. It's gonna be off the cuff, just not as much thought behind it. And I don't want to do that. I respect your guys' time. I appreciate the kind words. I had a lot of folks encourage me about this, and I'm thankful for that. But again, we're all busy. We got stuff going on. So if I'm going to do this, I'd like to give you something that's valuable. So I guess that's it. I think there's a feature on here. I can ask you questions. I don't know. But if you're listening, and I would imagine if you're listening, you know me, hit me up, you know, phone call, text, social media, whatever. Let me know your thoughts. And if we decide to get this rolling, then we'll figure out a new format. We'll figure out how we're doing topics. And I think the goal would be to encourage others to work at their dreams. I don't want to say dreams. That's too like pie in the sky. But work at something you're passionate about. And I don't mean like, hey, give up your corporate job and pursue your side hustle. But, you know, if there's that hobby that you've been meaning to start, or you started one like me a million times and let it go, to dust it off and start again, or take that first step towards getting it going, just for the love of it, just for the sake of enjoying it. And that's why, even for me, I want to start doing my barbecue again. I love barbecue. I love to eat barbecue. I love to cook barbecue. One of the greatest things is watching your friends eat something you've prepared and seeing them be just that enjoyment roll over their face. And when they're just like, oh, bro, this is so good. I love that feeling. And so I want to keep doing that. So we're gonna focus there and move along. So that's today. That's what I have. Those are my thoughts. Those are my confessions. For my friend, I hope your laptop gets back quickly. And I'm praying that you get your podcast up. And I'm excited for it. I had another friend and staff talking about they're writing their thesis and they're dragging their feet. Hey, if you happen to listen to this, get your thesis done. A little bit at a time. I want people to get out there and get after it, and not for the sake of being busy. I think we've as Americans, like, this idea of being on the grind is like just glorified. I saw a tweet yesterday that said something to the effect of the person you idolize or the person getting it done is either going to bed or getting up at 5 a.m., meaning they're either getting up way early, more than everybody else, or they worked way later into the night. But either way, you know, they're not resting. And I fed into that for a long time because I felt busyness equals productivity, and productivity equals worth. And that was a lie that I bought into. I think that's a lie that a lot of us buy into. And so that's part of, you know, let's move away from that. Let's walk away. It's not about the volume. It's about It's about the care that you put into what you're doing. Even if it's with one person, but if you truly have your heart in it, man, that makes it worthwhile. So before I start rambling, I'm going to leave it at that. I'd love your feedback. I'm going to try to turn on the question thing or whatever so you can respond. Otherwise, call me, text me, email me, hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My social handles are workshop_Joe. That's on Instagram and Twitter. The links are in the show notes, all that good stuff, but I'm curious.